guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm very excited to introduce you to Sarah Boyd. And Sarah is the highly accomplished senior executive and creative entrepreneur with more than 13 years of experience running Simply. She has her own agency. She has her own online course, which we're going to talk all about. And she is a mastermind of public relations, as well as marketing and reaching out and getting collaborations with young people started. So Sarah, tell me a little bit about yourself and welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. As you mentioned, I started Simply, and what we do is we connect people, and we do that in a lot of ways. We do that through our large-scale conferences. We do fashion and beauty conferences internationally. And then we also do brand collaborations with our talent that we represent. So we have a roster of celebrities that we manage their digital partnerships. So we do all of those, you know, hashtag ads for their Instagrams. And then within Socialite, which is the agency that acquired us, we represent 80 to 100 exclusive influencers that we do all their brand deals. And then we work with tons of different brands as well. So they'll come to us for strategy and to help them cast their influencer campaigns. So we do quite a bit here. I also freelance for Forbes. I do their fashion and beauty content every month. And I've got my hands in a lot of things. I'm also a mom. I'm a wife. Live here in LA. I've been here for about 15 years. So
that's pretty incredible. And can we ask you your age to conquer the world like that? How old do you have to be?
I just turned 37, like last week.
Oh, happy birthday. Did you know that a woman is her most attractive at age 37? That they've done studies that show that you're your most attractive because you lose your facial baby fat from your 20s. And then you kind of get those thin, nice angles and contours of cheekbones showing. And it's just right before your 40s where things start to get a little less tight. So,
oh, interesting.
So enjoy this year.
I would have said 35. Yeah. I felt my best because you're like confident. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I'm a couple years behind.
It can be having kids that can do it too, right? Yeah. I have four, so I know that aged me significantly, right? And
wow, yes.
How older?
I saw aging as soon as I had my daughter. I was like, gray hair, wrinkles, all the things started happening after a baby.
That's right. And you can't even Botox during pregnancy. And then, you know, afterwards, there's no time. You get like half an hour to take a shower a day. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, pretty much.
So what did you study that brought you into this field of entrepreneurship and marketing and public relations?
I actually went to school for fashion merchandising. So I thought I wanted to be a buyer. And then my sister actually lived in LA at the time. I went to school in Philly. And she was doing PR, and I thought that was a really fun job. I've always been kind of the social butterfly, and, you know, ever since I was young, and I was like, I'm going to move to LA, and I'm going to try out PR. So I kind of had the background in fashion from college. It was more of a business background with a minor in fashion, so, you know, that can kind of take you a lot of places. So, yeah, I did PR for 9 years and started Simply. After that.
And why did you decide on the name Simply?
So actually, originally, it was Simply Stylist because I really wanted to focus on the behind the scenes people in fashion and beauty. I really thought they were the trendsetters, which were stylists at the time before blogging became a thing. But then it kind of from there extended to stylists, hairstylists, makeup artists, bloggers, editors. So I changed the name to Simply because Simply Stylist didn't encompass everyone that I really thought you know, could be a good fit for what we did.
And then tell us some of the names of the influencers that you work with. I'm sure you work with brand name names. Like who have we heard of that's kind of in your list of collaborations?
Yeah, so some of our talent we've worked with over the years includes Alessandra Ambrosio. We've worked with Julianne Hough, Shay Mitchell, Jamie Chung, Kat Sadler, Olivia Culpo, Jana Kramer, Lauren Bushnell from The Bachelor.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've got a wide list of all different types of influential people.
And the influencer world, it sounds like you dove in at just the right time when starting to realize, you know, the importance of having real organic individuals promote brands for industry. There was a time when that was not considered viable or useful. And, you know, if you started like 4 years ago, when did you start?
I started Simply, 2012 or, yeah. So it's been...
At the cusp of things sort of starting right before Instagram took off in popularity, how did you even predict that being an influencer would be a valuable thing?
You know, I didn't really know. I started with just our conference, and I really wanted to showcase and connect people in the industry. That was really my goal when I started the business, is create a platform, A, all about kindness. I ran into so many people that were not nice in this industry, and I wanted to create a warm, friendly environment for people to connect with others in the industry. And I wanted to showcase these people that were really starting trends, like the stylists and the hairstylists and the bloggers and all of these people, and put them on a panel, because it's not really something you can go to school for. You kind of have to meet someone that takes you under their wing, or meet someone and tells you the tricks of the trade, because it's not like being a doctor that you can just learn everything in school. You really have to learn directly from the person. So that's honestly how it started. And then after a few years of doing that, a lot of these celebrities that I worked with when I was doing PR started coming to me saying, like, hey, I have a lot of followers, could you help me monetize? And that's how that side of the business was really born. It was very organic, and I was kind of in the space at the right time, I guess. And just always being nice to everyone over my many years in the industry, it definitely helped me when a lot of these celebrities started coming out and realizing that influential blogging can be something where they could really make some money.
Right. Yeah, definitely. It's always important to be nice. You never know in your life when connections are going to come back and help you. So your conference is called Do What You Love, Fashion and Beauty Conference, and you have it coming up again this summer or in fall?
Yeah, it's called Simply, and then, yeah, our tagline is Do What You Love. But, yeah, our next one is going to be in September at Fashion Island in Orange County, and it's actually free for everyone to attend, which is great. Usually our conferences cost hundreds of dollars to come. So this one's free, and it's in September, so we would love to have everyone come out. And then after that we have our Dubai conference in October. So if anyone wants to take that trip to Dubai and check off their bucket list.
That's free too. that sounds like an amazing venue. So you'll have stylists, makeup artists, and people who are in the industry, and just kind of a collaboration zone.
Exactly.
Like.
Yeah. We also have a lot of people in digital marketing, because it's such a, you know, for a lot of people, they don't know where to start with Instagram and Facebook, and what do I do, and how do I either promote my business or promote my brand? So lots of experts in that space to kind of help you answer all the questions that you might have about social media and how to do it right.
So there's so much controversy about working with influencers. And of course, in my industry also, we get approached by influencers all the time who want to collaborate on getting some work done on their face or their body. What do you think, are there guidelines for good influencer practices, how to be a good influencer, how to engage with an influencer?
As a brand?
It's a difficult question.
You mean as a brand, how to engage with an influencer, or just as from the influencer perspective, how to be a good one?
From the influencer's perspective, I think that's important to hear.
Yeah, I think as an influencer, you have to kind of, going into it, you have to decide, like, do I want this to get freebies and get free work done or free clothes? Or do I want to do this as a creative outlet? Do I want to do this to lead to something else? Like, figure out why you're doing it first and foremost. So then when you're approaching these brands and potential partnerships, you're upfront and honest. And, you know, there's nothing that brands hate more is someone that's just not authentic to what, you know, or not upfront with what they want out of the partnership. Another thing is, you know, being real and being yourself. That I've seen the most success with our talent and our roster is when they're raw and they're real and they're their true authentic self, and they kind of let down all the guards. That's really the only way right. you can be successful nowadays. You know, social media is about obviously being social, but you don't want to be that unattainable person. People want to relate with you and feel like mm-hmm. you're friends and feel really like they know you. So that's
like you have some flaws. Exactly. Yeah, like you're a flawed human, just like
yes,
the rest of us.
You're just like every other person out there. So I think that's most important as an influencer. You can't just be this like beautiful Instagram model. You have to be real and let it all loose.
That's so true. And then if you're someone who's out there and you're starting to see your Instagram growing and you want to reach out to monetize your brand, what is the best strategy to do that? Do you have to work with a branding PR company like yourself?
No, you can, I mean, absolutely do it on your own. I would suggest taking my friend Julie Solomon's course. It's it shows you how to pitch brand deals with only 5,000 followers. So yeah, it's really, really good. It's an online course. She also has a podcast called The Influencer Podcast. Listen to that and put a media kit together. It's really easy. You can get samples online, put a media kit together, start reaching out to brands and just pitch yourself and start, you know, obviously go to brands that you truly love and you want to wear and you're working with on a daily basis mm-hmm. that's organic to you. And just start opening up the conversation. And, you know, micro influencers are a huge trend right now. So brands are looking to build that relationship with smaller influencers. There's lots of networks out there that you can sign up to, like Ambassador is one that works with micro influencers and you get free products in exchange for postings. And then there's larger agencies that will actually pay you to post depending on your following and engagement. But there's so many out there that you can just link all of your accounts to and accept or not accept any offers that come through. So it's become really mm-hmm. a big industry and easy to become an influencer, whether you're micro, mid-tier, or macro. So every level of influencers can make money on their Instagram and social media now.
That's true. I think like being on Instagram myself, I've developed kind of a digital voice and I do have a huge reach now to other injectors and patients, of course, and companies are now approaching mm-hmm. me. And so it's a really interesting question about how to brand yourself and how to monetize your engagement, because right now all the content I put up is giving free exposure to all yeah. these injectable companies.
No, it's so true. We've yes. worked with actually a lot of pharma brands and different companies that one of their pillars of who they want to target are doctors and people like you, like facialists and injectables. Like they want the expert. So you do have a really strong, you know, you have to have a presence online, but you can monetize it as well, because that's definitely you're influential. Anyone that's in your seat, if you tell them this is the product you should use, they're probably going to buy it and listen to you. You have
Exactly. So I should come and visit yeah. with you for sure. Or take your online course. Yeah. So I heard that you started an online course like a boss girl.
I did.
What is the, which are you using Kajabi or which type of online course software are you using?
So we're using Teachable.
Cool.
I believe that's where our course is. Yeah. And Webinar Jam is for our webinar. So it's Teachable is the online course. But it's just on our website. If you go to simply-inc and click on course, we actually have two courses now. Our first one is how to become a stylist, and that's taught by Anita Patrickson. So you can become an editorial, celebrity, personal stylist through this course. And the second one is taught by me, and it's on how to build and sell a business in 5 years. And I have 8 amazing other female entrepreneurs that are weighing in on the course, and it's 11 hours of content and workshop worksheets and all kinds of things with it. So I'm really proud of it and excited to finally have it available.
And you recently negotiated the acquisition of Simply by Nylon, and now you've become a division of Nylon Media, which is so amazing. So your experience in building and selling this company is what helped you forge this course, I'm sure.
Yes, it was a crazy year. It was after I had a baby, and...
Because you weren't busy enough with the newborn.
Exactly. What better time? But it was kind of my moment. You know, some people meditate. Some people take babies on walks for 2 hours. That was my form of meditation. And I really realized that this, I couldn't really build it any larger, you know, with me and my small team. And it was time to really have a larger backing and a bigger structure, you know, behind us. So I reached out to about, I think it was five brands, five companies that I thought could be a good fit. And, you know, fast forward 6 months later, I had a couple offers and ended up going with Nylon and Socialyte. So now it's been like 2.5 years since that happened. And it's been, I think, a really good decision. And it's grown our business for sure and helped give us more structure. And just, you know, now we have an accounting team and a legal team. And just, we're a bigger company, which definitely, you know, it's hard to be an island out there, especially in this industry.
It's true. Things scale very quickly, I think, once you hit the internet and once you realize the potential of Instagram and the amount of flow that you get through it, it's very scalable. Yeah. But that is definitely why Forbes named you one of the female founders of the year to watch, which I think is so amazing. And tell me a little about your writing for Forbes. I do love to write.
I mean, growing up, I didn't think I was the best writer, but I think it's grown from there. And fashion, beauty, I write a lot about the different trends happening. And I love writing about like influencer news and things like that. So things that interest me, I think I can write well.
Perfect. Well, what do you think is one of the biggest beauty and fashion trends coming this fall that you think people should look out for?
Fashion, it's definitely like the color yellow is big. That's kind of the new trend. And like the clear accessories are definitely big. And then beauty, I think it's like really about the no makeup look and like being fresh and clean and like beautiful skin, which is good about that. The nice defined brows and just beautiful, like let your skin show.
I like that. It's sort of our rebellion against too much Sephora.
Yeah.
And too much makeup.
For sure.
All the makeup artists that are having us spend 30 minutes a day getting our faces ready. So, and I'm all about great skin. No, who has time for that? I just need my main products to let my skin look good and just a little touch of color. So that's my focus. Well, I would hope that you'll come visit me sometime when you're in LA, in my end of town, closer to Pasadena.
Yeah.
You have an open invitation to come over anytime. Are you a fan of injectables or Botox, or are those things you would try?
Well, I grew up in small town Pennsylvania, and everyone's like, "Oh, when you're moving to LA, you're gonna like get Botox and get all your work done." I'm like, "No, I will never get Botox." Well, fast forward to I turned 35 and had a kid, and I got Botox, and I get it, and I love it.
I love it too. And I think it's necessary.
Oh my gosh. I was so scared to do it and I swore I would never do it. And, you know, I think a friend told me and I was like, all right, I'm going to try it once. And I tried it. And that was when I was 35 and I was seeing the signs of aging after a kid. And now I'm like a true, like, I can't stop now. I have to do it every 6 months.
A true fan.
Yes. I love it. Injectable. I've never done the lips or anything else, only Botox, but never say never.
Okay, well, take a deep dive onto my Instagram and you might be interested to try some cheeks or jawline, lips. There's a lot of fun things we could do. But I love that you always want to put your best version of yourself forward. And I'm a big believer in taking care of yourself. You can't expect to drive this vehicle, this body, for the next 80 years and not put some maintenance into it.
Yeah.
And that goes for exercising. That goes for your face, self-care, mental care. Everything takes effort. And definitely injectables are part of my regimen.
Nice.
So, but I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come on the podcast and inspire all of us boss girls working hard out there with your business success and all your knowledge about, you know, online courses and selling businesses and growing your brands. It's amazing.
Thank you. Really.
Where can our listeners find you?
Probably Instagram is the best.
What's your Instagram? Tell us your Instagram.
Sarah P. Boyd is my personal, and then Simply is Simply's Instagram.
N-S-A-R-A-H.
Yep.
That's how.
Boy.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it. And then, so I would definitely come for your conference. I'm really excited to come to Simply Fashion Island. I will be there.
Awesome.
And then tell me one more time your online course so anybody who's interested can go and learn how to be a stylist or how to build their brand big enough to sell it.
Yeah, you can just go to simply-inc and then /course, and then both courses are there.
Perfect. Well, that's it for now, lovelies. I want you to be inspired by all the boss girls that we interview and take time to research and grow your mindset. In life, I think you should have three hobbies, one that makes you healthier, one that gives you creative inspiration, and one that makes you a better person. So choose a hobby, just like Sarah did, of just building a brand and building a company and selling it to a huge industry. That's it for now. Everybody stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. It's DRKAY. And my website is www.beautybydrk.com. And that's where you can find me selling my amazing skincare and lots of blog posts and information on how to present the best version of yourself in a natural and beautiful way and have that glowing skin that we were talking about is going to be so popular this season. That's it for now, ladies. Stay beautiful. Bye.